Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is the Ash'ar of Arif Billah, Rumi wa Mujaddid Zamana, Hazrat Mawlana Shah Ki Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. It's entitled, Meri Mooj-e Gham Be Sahara Nahi Hai. Siwa Tere Koi Sahara Nahi Hai. Siwa Tere Koi Hamara Nahi Hai. Siwa Tere Koi Sahara Nahi Hai. Siwa Tere Koi Hamara Nahi Hai. Samandar Ka Sahil Paharon Ka Daman Bajuz Aah Ke Kuch Sahara Nahi Hai. Siwa Tere Koi Sahara Nahi Hai. Siwa Tere Koi Hamara Nahi Hai. Nahi Khatm Hoti Hai Mujhe Musalsal. Nahi Khatm Hoti Hai Mujhe Musalsal. Mere bahre gham ka kanara nahi hai. Siwa tere koi sahara nahi hai. Siwa tere koi hamara nahi hai. Koi kashti gham ka hai na khuda bhi. Meri mooj-e gham be sahara nahi hai. Koi kashti-e gham ka hai na khuda bhi. Meri mooj-e gham be sahara nahi hai. Siwa tere koi sahara nahi hai. Siwa tere koi hamara nahi hai. Ye akhtar usi ka hai jo aap ka hai. Nahi aap ka jo hamara nahi hai. Ye akhtar usi ka hai jo aap ka hai. Nahi aap ka jo hamara nahi hai. Siwa tere koi sahara nahi hai. Siwa tere koi hamara nahi hai.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadil ladhin astafa ma ba'd. This beautiful bayan of our honorable illustrious Dada Sheikh Ari Billah Rumi Zamana, Tabriz Zamana, Mujaddid Zamana, Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawwar Allah Marqadahu, who Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has inspired great love in his heart by spending his time from a young age in the company of the friends of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So Hazrat is teaching us here that for the short while in this world, there are many obstacles that will come in this world, but our main worry should be that how am I, can I get connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When a person has got this worry, then all the other worries are like no worries. But unfortunately, myself haven't realized this. And when a person has this worry, then a person has always got the main support with him. And the main support is only Allah ta'ala's support. So Hazrat has titled this beautiful bayan, Mere Mooj-e Gham Be Sahara Nahi. That in this ocean of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that it is, that all the time, and Allah Hazrat has termed it, and the Ahlullah term, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, gham, that is that pain, that concern, that worry, is Allah ta'ala happy with me all the time. And in this short life of ours, which we are now in an imtihan room, in an exam room, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasn't sent us here without support. Allah ta'ala has send us here and taught us how to love this life, sending our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then a person will get connected directly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat is explaining, now you like in an ocean, a huge ocean, but this is such an ocean to gain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all the time a person who's concerned that I must not slip anywhere and I mustn't lose my direction. But Hazrat says that Allah Ta'ala's kindness is that don't think you are no without support. But sadly today we are looking for greener pastures everywhere and we can go anywhere, but if Allah is not with us, then you got no support. And then on the other hand, you can be in the midst of turmoil. Outwardly it can be conditions that are, there's a lot of crime and there's a lot of theft, etc. But if Allah Ta'ala is with us, then you got all the support. So Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq and understanding to realize this reality. And thus we can only learn from the man of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who when Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, then no matter where they went in the world, they were not worried about anybody else, but concerned, is Allah Ta'ala happy with me or not? Am I obeying the commands of Allah Ta'ala according to the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And we see no matter where they went, Allah Ta'ala's help was with them all the time. So Hazrat is teaching us so beautifully, Siwa tere koi sahara nahi, Siwa tere koi hamara nahi. And this is actually the crux of the kalima, La ilaha illallah, that we have to take out all the negative factors. La ilaha, Siwa tere koi sahara nahi. That, oh Allah, there is no support for me besides you. Now, no matter in any aspect of my life, I have to realize my only support is, Wa huwa Allah, La ilaha illahu. لَهُ الْحَمْدُ فِي الْأُولَى وَالْآخِرَةِ وَلَهُ الْحُكْمُ وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. It is only Allah Rabbul Izzat, and all praises belongs only to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the sole controller, and not just the controller, Allah ta'ala is the creator, sustainer, nourisher of every speck in both the worlds. And Allah ta'ala has got full control over everything. So if we, there is no such a thing, even you can be a patient, you can say they got you on life support. That is just tomfoolery. Real support is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah has decreed already that once our grain of food is finished and our droplets of water which Allah ta'ala has already destined for us, when that is finished, no matter what support you can have, you'll be going from this world. So all the time a person should be worried that, am I getting connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And this desire should be there all the time. Like a person is in need of water, what desire he got, when can I, so that desire I must see myself, and Allah has brought us here to get this, and this is what Hazrat taught us, and our Dada Shaykh says, that what is a khanka, jaha pyaase ko pyaas, paani deti, that those who got the thirst for the love of Allah, they'll get the quench of their thirst here in this, in the khankas, and then they'll realize, that I still got a long way to swim. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that at night you should connect yourself to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Kumi layla illa qalila. Nisbahu awin kusminu qalila. Then in the day, spread this message of the oneness of Allah. Inna laka fin nahari sabhan tawila. In the day you'll have to traverse the oceans and take out people like myself who are drowning in all the worries of this world. We make our worry hamman wahidan, our worry akhirat, then Allah Ta'ala says, I'll take care of all your worries. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, and this is actually how we have to learn from our shaykh, our mashaykh, how to make zikr of the kalima, la ilaha illallah, that illallah must penetrate my heart, every drop of blood. Then a person will realize, siwa tere koi hamara nahi. Oh Allah, only you are ours. And besides you, there's nobody that is mine. In other words, as long as I'm obedient to the commands of Allah, according to the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And thus also we can only learn from the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who are treading that path. And not that we think any zamana that now we have to change the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam aliyazu billah. Then a person, no matter, you can be in a huge gathering, you can be wherever, but you will have no support. Outwardly you look like you got support, but you will have no support whatsoever. Allah Ta'ala teaches us further that remember, this is that ocean, samandar ka sahil, paharo ke daman, bajuz ah ke kuch sahara nahi. Hazrat is giving a brief scene of reunion, that where the mountain, the lap of the mountain, and together with that you just see the oceans. What is the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So you can be at the lap of the mountain alone, or you can be at the seashore, or in the midst of the sea also. Then your only support is, ah, ya Allah, so how you take care of me. Oh Allah, you protect me. And more real protection, we have to be worried of our iman. And real protection, we have to be begging Allah that take me with that iman that you are pleased with. That you have taught our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam to come teach us that iman. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam left no stone unturned in teaching that iman to Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. And they in turn taught it to the tabi'in until today. It will carry on, and Allah ta'ala says, "Kunu ma'as sadiqeen." Be with the true, righteous, pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That they are worried of their husn khatima, that they must have a good ending, that Allah is happy with me. And this is what they will worry for us and the whole ummah. So Hazrat says that realize that wherever you are, don't think I'll go to this country, it's more safer, or that country is more safer. Inna al-ardha lillah. The whole earth belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As long as we are obedient to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we have got all the support we need. And no matter wherever you are, you can be outwardly in the safest place, but you got no, so you're not connected to Allah ta'ala. And worse, if you're leading a life of the kuffar, then Allah ta'ala save us, that very soon you'll drown in such a way that nobody there to help us. So Allah ta'ala make us realize that this important aspect of life, that till mort, Allah give us tawfiq, myself, all of us, to do introspection. Am I getting closer to the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And worried that is Allah ta'ala happy with me? And am I eager going closer and closer towards doing good deeds? And Hazrat explains, as you're treading and swimming in this ocean of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then realize, nahi khatma hoti hai moje musalsal, mere behre gham ka kinara nahi. Then this is such an ocean that you just see the waves of the rahmat of Allah ta'ala is coming. But outwardly it will look like the danger. But the more you get and hold steadfast onto the hands of the pious servants of Allah, like our Shaykh, our Mashayikh, how Sahaba Rajnam here held steadfast onto the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And outwardly they gave their lives to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam to get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No matter where they went in the world, that even the kings of the world could threaten them, that if you don't leave your iman, we'll throw you into this boiling oil. They said, you do what you want to. Allah is our support. And we have to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And three sahaba is like that. A king told them that we're going to throw you into boiling oil if you don't renounce your iman and say, I'm no more Muslim. They said, do what you want to. And he did it. He put a cauldron and put oil there and boiled it. When it was boiling hot, then he threw one sahabi in there. And that sahabi was made shaheed. The second sahabi said, are you going to renounce your iman? He said, no, I won't. Allah ta'ala is my support. You're not my support. You can do what you want to. And he was thrown into the oil. The third sahabi, tears were rolling down from his cheeks. The king got a bit happy that it seems like he's now afraid. He says, are you ready to renounce you? He said, no. He says, but I see tears rolling down your eyes. He says, those tears are that I only got one life to give in this world. And this was the desire of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Only Allah can make me shaheed, bring me back to life, and make me shaheed again. Allah ta'ala give me tawfiq. Our Shaykh, our Dada Shaykh teaches us that every day we can become how many hundred times shaheed if we bring alive the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In this time and age, man ahya sunnati inda fasadi ummati, falau ajru miyati shaheed. The ummah is drowning in the oceans of unmindfulness. And our only support is to come back to the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we see those people who are giving their lives and seeing their wives and children being bombed, but yet they are at ease and they are happy. Allahu Akbar. And we see that people, the mujahideen in Afghanistan, when their mothers used to hear that they have been made shaheed, they used to distribute mitai. That what a happy occasion. So Allah ta'ala give me tawfiq and understanding. It is not time to be unmindful and get involved in haram entertainment and sports, etc. Allah ta'ala save me, all of us. So Hazrat says, that mere behre gham ka kinara nahi. Remember, this ocean of the love of Allah ta'ala, there's no shore here. The shore will come when Malakul Maut comes. And then we'll know, and we have to be worried all the time. Till our last breath, that Allah take us with Iman. Nobody has got this guarantee, and nobody can look down upon anybody else, that which manat Allah can give which kafir Iman and Hidayat. And which person, myself, Allah save me, all of us, when we can slip and lose our Iman. So Hazrat explains, on the other hand, people can be outwardly in the enjoyment of this world, and on a sea cruise, koi kashti hai gham ka hai na khuda bhi, mere moje gham be sahara nahi. It can be a ship going on a world cruise, and in the middle of the ship, Allah sends storms, and although there can be a pilot piloting that ship, but everybody in that ship will be worried. As our Shaykh explained, when the world thought that they can challenge Allah Ta'ala, and the first ship they said that unsinkable, Titanic, and that was a ship made for a sea cruise for enjoyment and all haram entertainment. When it was in the middle of the ocean, and Allah sent a storm, and young girls that were there dancing and singing, that in a few minutes, not even few minutes, in seconds, they looked like old women. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved me, all of us. Allah has brought us here to inculcate this taqwa, this worry and concern, that oh Allah, save me from your disobedience, and give me tawfiq to get connected to you. Otherwise Allah ta'ala says, فَكَيْفَ تَتَّقُونَ إِن كَفَرْتُمْ يَوْمَ يَجْعَلُ الْوِلْدَانُ شِيبًا. When the scenes on the day of Qiyamah will be so scary, then if you did not inculcate taqwa, you did not stay with the man of Allah ta'ala, and not just stay with them, outwardly you can even be making the khidmat, Allah save me, all of us. But our Dada Shaykh teaches us, if we don't inculcate taqwa, then we are losing our boat. And the day of Qiyamah, that day Allah Ta'ala says, khafiratul rafiyah. Then you will see who are those that will outwardly in this dunya, they thought they are honored, and they are sir, and they are knighted. But there they will be disgraced. And those humble slaves of Allah Ta'ala, sitting like humble people in a masjid, and worried and concerned of the ummah's iman, and their own iman obviously first, and then they will be raised. So Allah Ta'ala guide me and all of us. So Hazrat says, the pilot can be piloting that ship, but when Allah sends the storms, he won't know how which direction to go. And here, if you're in the company of the righteous and pious servants, and you're in the ocean of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that storms, the waves are just coming, one wave after the other. And as a person gets closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more enjoyment you get to get up middle of the night, to cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as a great wali of Allah ta'ala says, kabhi taatu ka surur hai, kabhi ihtirafi kusur hai. At middle of the night they get up and they're begging, Ya Allah, I wasted my life. And their wasting of life, their ibadat. Ibadat cannot be accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala according to Allah's shan. But Allah ta'ala's mercy is such that we show talab, Allah ta'ala sends down rahmat. So sometimes and most of the time, myself first of all, drowning in sins, so we just have to be beggars in the court of Allah ta'ala. That, oh Allah, you shower us with your mercy, and Allah has brought us here, and make a firm intention, Allah give me tawfiq, all of us, to bring alive the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our homes. That the environment, our children should know, our only ways of safety is the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Otherwise, sad condition of young boys, girls, how they drowning in the ocean of filth and dirt, and what is happening, Allah save me, all of us. So Hazrat says finally, so beautifully, addressing himself in a humble way, but this is actually a lesson for me. Hazrat Shah Haki Maktar Sahib Rahmatullah says, usi ka hai jo aap ka hai. Very important lesson, that as the time goes away from the time of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we shouldn't be dreaming that we are following in the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but we are changing the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As Hazrat Shah Hakimul Ummat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, particularly to the ulama, that don't, if you got involved in some haram, then make tawbah, admit that I fell into a mess, and make tawbah. But don't try and justify that haram. Don't try and change it, otherwise you will lose your iman. You won't get tawfiq to make tawbah. Allah give me, all of us, tawfiq. So Hazrat says, usi ka hai jo aap ka hai. Oh Allah, I'm only those who are yours. In other words, see which gathering, where you will find the love of Allah Ta'ala, then that gathering is mine. Only those people, nahi aapka jo hamara nahi. And those that are yours, O Allah, they are mine. So So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding to realize that we have to be making a lot of tawbah and begging Allah Ta'ala to pull us back to the sunnahs of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And as Hazrat Mufti Shafi'i Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say, Zamana hum se nahi, hum zamana se hai. That we shouldn't blame the environment is such. How we make the environment in our home, that is how Allah Ta'ala will give us protection. Allah give me all of us tawfiq and understanding.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد يا مولانا اشرف علي ثاني رحمه الله عليه رايت من سيكشن ذا ريفولوشن اوف ذا امه هي سي ماي امه امتي This was the call and slogan of love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his deep love for his ummah, and it caused him to call out in dua ummati ummati. The revolution of the ummah in relation to this cry of ummati does not have for its goal worldly revolution. So the term revolution must not be understood in the context of worldly change and revolution. Although a discussion regarding the worldly revolution of the Ummah is not futile, nevertheless the dimension of change falling within the purview of our discussion here is Dini revolution. The change or revolution which is the aim and goal of Islam has no affinity and no relationship with the kind of worldly changes which have overtaken the Ummah. A study of the life conditions of a disobedient follower in relation to the detailed laws and rules of the Sharia will produce a stunning realization that there is absolutely no affinity and connection between the Ummati and the Sharia. The following are the five branches of Deen: Aqaid, our beliefs; Diyanat, Salat, Sawm, Nikah, Talaq, etc.; Mu'amalat, our transactions, contracts, trade; Mu'asharat, social life; food, dress, speech, salam, etc., and akhlaq, the moral character. Regarding aqaid, it is indeed fortunate that the revolution of rejection has not yet overtaken the ummah. Beliefs are not outrightly rejected, although some changes have taken place under the cover of deen. The type of changes affected under the cover of deen fall within the scope of bidah. It is for the sake of bidah that the people of falsehood, ahl-e batil, have become the opponents of the Ahl-e Haqq, the people of truth, because of the latter's endeavors to rectify the error of bid'ah and innovation. In short, the Quran and Hadith have not been refuted, but have been subjected to interpretation, baseless and incorrect interpretation. The evil condition of baseless interpretation is the malady which has overcome the ulama. But the modernists have transgressed further by having adopted the revolution of rejection as well. They not only baselessly interpret the Quran and Sunnah, but outrightly reject them as well. In fact, at times they mock and jeer at the beliefs of Islam. As a result of their mocking and jesting at the deen, the guardians of Islam, the true ulama, have labeled them with kufr. The modernist reactionaries in turn retaliated with epithets such as bigots against the ulama. But those aware of the nature of kufr will not be deceived. They will know that the ulama have no choice in the matter. They are under shari'i compulsion to proclaim such kufr. They will therefore be in agreement with the ulama. This then is the state of the revolution which has overtaken the first part of deen, our aqaid. Regarding the second part, in our diyanat, salat, fasting, etc., the masses have not caused a revolution of bid'ah in it. That is, they have not changed the actual acts and laws pertaining to the teachings in this department of the Sharia, but they have subjected it to neglect and omission. That means they leave it out. The attitude of neglect towards this part of deen is so marked that it conveys the impression that salat and fasting, etc., are not obligatory actions of worship. The same attitude of indifference has been adopted in regards to matters pertaining to nikah, talaq, etc. While accepting them to be a part of deen, and accepting the explanation of the what given by the ulama, the general public acts on the basis of desire. In a conflict between deen and the nafs is given preference. For example, the commission of fornication, living together as man and wife in spite of having given 3 talaqs, etc. This condition of neglect, indifference and omission regarding the second part of deen applies to the masses. However, the modernists, they have no hesitation in denying the validity of even the teachings and practices of deen, of these ones. Then the change in the last 3 parts of deen, mu'amalat, mu'ashrat and akhlaq, which they have suffered, is by far graver than the revolution which has overtaken the first two parts of deen. Even the masses, due to ignorance, have excluded these three parts of deen. These three parts are regarded as worldly affairs, matters applicable only to the world, and as such to be decided upon and chosen by opinion and fancy. Thus impure motives and corruption of the heart have played havoc in these three parts of deen. This attitude of crookedness and corruption in understanding have brought into existence a new practice, a new custom, a new habit, in opposition to almost every rule and demand of the Sharia in these three parts departments. Many practices, customs and habits, having no affinity and extension in the Sunnah, in the Sharia, now constitutes the way of life of the Ummah. In having chosen an un-Islamic way of life, which is innovated and made up, the masses do not feel the slightest inhibition. They don't worry about it, because they don't regard that they have made any mistake at all. On the contrary, they proudly regard their newly adopted un-Islamic way of life as progress. In fact, they regard their personal practices, their customs and ways, which they have introduced in opposition to the divine rules and etiquette of conduct, to be superior to the Sharia. This fact, the attitude is amply demonstrated by the severe and unbridled opposition they offer those who call themselves towards the true way and life of the life of a Muslim, that is the Sunnah. So that is, this has been a drastic change in the Ummah. So in the five branches, all of them, there has been some kind of change. Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Alayhi after, inshallah, will continue. Then how can we correct ourselves in all of these matters? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand, to learn also the five branches of our deen, and to bring the whole of deen into our life, and not just confine it to a few portions of our life. Allah give us tawfiq.